Damien, as we're taping the Monday Business Watch, there's a lot of concern due to that $600 unemployment payment that many people across the country have depended on from the federal government. Payments are ending for that. So let's look at New Mexico. What are some things that people in New Mexico should consider as there is a lot of fear as this benefit ends?
Well, you mentioned that that extra $600 in federal funds every week has been in place since March 29th, and that really helps subsidize what is offered through the state's Department of Workforce Solutions. Right now, New Mexico unemployment insurance will pay someone a baseline range of between $87 and $461 per week, based on your income, but then there's that extra $600 as a flat sum on top of that that came through the Federal CARES Act. But last week, Bill McCamley, who is the Secretary of the Department of Workforce Solutions, urged New Mexicans to keep filing those unemployment claims if you are still unemployed, because if those federal benefits are expanded, they could authorize back pay as well. So you could end up receiving the extra $600 per week that you would have gotten, although there could be a gap in that coverage.
So in the meantime, folks may go without this benefit.
That's right. And one thing that McCamley said is that even if a bill were to be approved really soon, there could still be a gap in those expanded benefits because DWS is going to have to wait for guidance from the Federal Department of Labor, the U.S. Department of Labor, before that extra benefit could be renewed.
The big news with this issue, Damien, is a lot of folks are concerned about not being able to pay rent. So are we looking at a large number of possible evictions?
It certainly comes at a very bad time because those extra federal benefits will dry up. They're scheduled to end on July 31st. So, you know, the first of the month is definitely something that families have reason to be concerned about.
All right. Obviously, we'll pay close attention to that as that story unfolds. It impacts so many people in our area. Now, I want to move on and talk about the sale with El Paso Electric. Do we have some news on that?
We do. Last Wednesday, El Paso Electric's pending $4.3 billion sale was authorized. They were told they can go through with that after the Federal Energy Regulation Commission approved a mitigation plan that they had been waiting on to change some power contracts at a power plant in Arizona. Initially, we talked about this back in March when they received kind of the initial approval of the sale, but it couldn't be concluded until that mitigation plan was consumed and was approved, and that happened last Wednesday.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that for sure. I'm sure we'll be talking about it soon. But we do want to end with some good news, some good job news, I guess, for folks in our area, and that is the announcement that Amazon made last week about its new fulfillment center coming to El Paso.
That's right, an enormous distribution center coming to El Paso's east side, expected to bring 750 jobs to the area on day one. That new fulfillment center should be opening in 2021. So next year, the starting wages are going to be about $15 an hour, plus they'll be offering health insurance and other benefits. It's going to be a 625,000 square foot facility, a little bit smaller compared to some of the company's other facilities, some of which are more than a million square feet, but still an awful lot of jobs and perhaps quicker deliveries to people in our area as well.
Damien, thank you so much for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. And be sure to follow all of our reporting online at www.lcsun-news.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Damien Willis.